And I suppose, Manus, the big news this weekend is that Donal Barrett, who was alongside you last year and played a huge role in helping you to win the Donegal International Rally, is coming out of retirement and is going to come back to defend the title with you, which is a huge boost. Big news, Manus.
Yeah, big news. I suppose myself and Donal have a long history together in the car, and the fact that we're back to try and defend the title, it's spurred Donal, I think, to come back out of retirement. He couldn't sit it out, Oisin, so that's great to have him back now, to be fair.
Yeah, Donal hasn't sat in a rally car since last year, and I suppose he made the decision very quick last year at the end of Donegal that he was going to decide to step away from the sport. But when you've tasted success at that level, it's a very, very hard thing to do, Manus.
Oisin, but I suppose Donal, and the more myself, is a very young family as well, and there's a lot of business commitments, and he's in Dublin, and I suppose means a lot of travelling and that, you know. So I think he did make the decision a bit prematurely now, I'm sure he'd admit himself, but no, he's back now, and he's fully focused and mad for tire, as they say, so yeah. Please God, it'll all go good for him.
Yeah, you and Donal have been rallying for a very, very long time and have tasted success and different, I suppose, classes through the years, Manus, and you have a long history there, and you've worked well together.
Yeah, we've 10 years under the belt now in the cockpit, so that's a long time, Oisin. I suppose their marriages hasn't lasted as long as 10 years. So, but listen, it's there's a bond there now, made over the last 10 years, and it's great. It's a great thrust, and hopefully it'll all work out for us.
Yeah, will it take him long to get back into the swing of things again, Manus, or is it something now natural that comes to the two of you once you step into the car, you're on it from the go?
Yeah, well, I suppose, I can't really speak from a navigator's point of view myself. I never navigated the ocean, but I think, once you have done it and competed at that sort of level, it doesn't take long to get back into the swing of it. You know, it's just about getting a rhythm and getting, settled in, and once you do that in a mile or two, that's you for the weekend. I would assume, anyway, maybe some navigators would have a different opinion, but that's what I think anyway,
Manus, you haven't had much time in the car since Donegal. You competed in the Harvest last year, and Gareth Doherty was alongside you. Are yourself and Donal going to manage to get any tar time in the car before Donegal?
No, Oisin, we're not, no, and except for maybe a bit of testing before the event. Myself and Gareth are due to compete now in Munster next weekend, so I'm really looking forward to that, which will give me a bit of time in the car. I know that Donal won't be part of that, but at the same time, Gareth will be able to follow him in and keep him right in what's happening and how things were going. So Donal will step in, they'll be fine, there'll be no bother like that, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, Manus, is there going to be more pressure on you this year, do you feel, because you're the defending champion? Last year you went under it, stepping into WRC for the first time in 2016. You had Carlo on under your belt, but now you're the Donegal champion. Is there a wee bit more pressure going to be on your shoulders?
Well, I don't know, Oisin. I suppose there's an expectation, after winning it last year and the performance we put on, I suppose, to fight back from where we were after we were off the road last year, there's an expectation that we can compete and compete well in Donegal. The Harvest, myself and Gareth was our first run out. We finished second in the Harvest, and then we were down in Longford there earlier on in the year, and we finished the podium as well again, finishing third. So I suppose, if I'm being honest, I'll definitely be more comfortable getting under the car this time round, albeit I haven't had that many miles, but I've had miles, and I'm a bit more familiar with the car. So, I have a great time behind me, Oisin, and we're preparing well at the minute, and please God, I'll be able to give a good account of myself, and that's all I'm interested in, to be honest with you, and I think I'll be in a position to do that.